I have an old friend, and perhaps not intended for marriage. When he got divorced, it seemed like an incredibly good decision, and not that many poems have been written in praise of the deep common sense underneath divorce, and so I wrote this for him. Although I've never told him that the poem is for him and that it's about his divorce, because obviously there could be repercussions. But this is one side of the story. In praise of their divorce. And when I heard about the divorce of my friends, I couldn't help but be proud of them. That man and that woman setting off like that in different directions, like pilgrims in a proverb, him to buy his very own toaster oven, her seeking a prescription for sleeping pills. Let us keep in mind the hidden forces which had struggled underground for years to push their way to the surface, and it finally did, cracking the crust, moving the plates of earth apart, releasing the pent-up energy required for them to rent their own apartments, for her to join the softball league for single mothers, for him to read Reddy the Fox over his speakerphone at bedtime to the 6-year-old. The Bible says, "Be fruitful and multiply." But is it not also fruit-like to subtract and to divide? And if marriage is a kind of womb, divorce is the being born again. Alimony is the placenta one of them will eat. Loneliness is the name of the wet nurse. Regret is the elementary school. Endurance is the graduation. So do not say that they are splattered like a dropped lasagna, or dead in the head-on collision of cliches, or nailed on the cross of their competing narratives. What is taken apart is not utterly demolished. It is like a great mysterious egg in Kansas that is cracked and hatched into two big bewildered birds. It is two spaceships coming out of retirement, flying away from their dead world, the burning booster rocket of divorce falling off behind them, the bystanders pointing at the sky and saying, "Look."